This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. I think we're on 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. This is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. I know you're not used to live shows on a Sunday evening. You know, you've been trained that way. The radio industry, they're just not willing to invest in Sunday shows. Well, Free Talk Live believes that you deserve live programming 7 days a week. So we come to you live 7 days a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You'll have to do the math for your own particular area. But you can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. Now, obviously, we pick things to bring in and talk about. And this today is obviously no different. So I have an interesting story here that I've been holding on to it because I think that this is something that's going on around the country. It's the adoption of these red lights, these red light cameras that, they sort of let folks know whether – you let the government know whether or not you've snuck through a red light a little late or something like that. So what they do is, they just take a picture of your license plate and send the government. The government sends you a little love note, and you've got to pay them some money. But real quick before we go on, it's Mark with you.
And Brian.
I should turn on the microphones.
Yeah, how about that? And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. And by the way, you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm.
By the way, you might have thought we weren't here tonight, but we are here. We're just a little bit late. And this isn't a foreshadowing of next week, because this is actually Brian and my last show. So next week we will not be here at all.
It'll be a lot like this, where you're not here.
Exactly.
So a red light camera, what's it do? It takes a picture of your license. Turning right on the red light. A lot of people are getting fines for those.
Well, who's driving the car? That's the other thing. Like, don't they have to prove that you are being accused? And also, don't you have a right to face your accuser?
Well, they do have to prove it if you take it to court. And then
but most people don't. That's what they count on.
I imagine they do. And I'm not sure how each individual judge handles each individual situation. I don't trust them I don't trust them to go by an old set of rules like the Constitution where they say, you have to be able to face your accuser. Because how can you face your accuser when it's a red light camera? That's pretty obvious. Well, Chicago has found a really great way to do some fundraising. The city of Chicago has found that you can make a lot of money by simply lopping off 1/10 of a second off of a red light.
So, So that adds up a lot for them, huh?
We kind of, as we drive, and probably before we drive, we innately figure out how long that red yellow light is. We don't know for sure, but we've kind of figured it out. And this is going to be a short yellow here. Maybe some places they have longer yellows, those kind of things. But a yellow light is supposed to be at minimum 3 seconds. And it turns out that if you shave 1/10 of a second off, that you can make $8 million.
Wow.
In your tickets.
My God.
Now this is Chicago. There are a lot of cars in Chicago. You probably can't do this in Yeehaw Junction, Florida.
Wait a minute. And they called Al Capone a crook in that town?
What is this? Yeah, no, they're not. So here from businessinsider.com. How long is a yellow light? Most people would reasonably have no idea the exact length of time before a traffic light goes from yellow to red. The answer is a minimum of 3 seconds, according to federal safety regulations. What happens when a mere 1/10 of a second is shaved off of that time and a yellow light lasts 2.9 seconds? If you thought not much, you'd be wrong. The city of Chicago and its mayor, Rahm Emanuel, are taking heat, thanks to the Chicago Tribune's investigation, for ever so quietly sanding that measly tenth of a second off of the length of a yellow light.
Talk about incrementalism.
this is exactly it.
You know, I wonder how many extra accidents happen as a result of that.
Right. This is the one thing that...
They don't care. They just care about the dollars
that
they make.
So we've got speed cameras and red light cameras, and I think that there's a strong distinction that needs to be drawn between them, because a red light camera... What'll happen is as you learn, oh, this is getting, like, the yellow light's getting short. Sooner you get that $100 ticket, you're going to learn pretty quick, I need to stop for these things. So you're going to slam your brakes on. Well, the guy behind you may not yet have learned that he needs to slam his brakes on when that yellow light shows up. So he may assume you're going to go through because, you know, we all got built these kind of expectations into driving.
That's what makes driving flow, is because there's an understanding of those timings, and when you change the timings, things get messed up.
Yeah, but not even that. From a safety aspect, the longer a warning is, doesn't matter if it's a yellow light or a sign or something, the longer the warning is, the safer you are. Like, if you put a sign, hey, you know, there's a work zone up ahead, the further back you put that, you know, or the more you put up of them, the better you are off. And so if you're going to shorten the warning, which is what the yellow light is, I mean, that's a recipe for disaster. You are creating a very unsafe situation, which I thought that was the whole point of government, was to keep everybody safe.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's what they claim it is, about safety, but it's really not about safety.
This can't be. It's the opposite of it, statistically.
Yeah, you know, this makes me think of crosswalks, too. Have you guys ever been in a crosswalk and you start crossing the street when the crosswalk says to go, and then pretty much like 1 or 2 seconds later, it starts blinking and saying, okay, you're going to have to get out of the crosswalk soon? Like, it seems like they're making those shorter, too.
Yeah, well, now they're moving to putting seconds next to them, and I think that that's helpful.
Yeah, more warning. That's all that is, which is why shaving seconds off is a terrible
idea. But how long until they have jaywalking cameras that are going to give you a ticket based on facial recognition, you know, if you're in the crosswalk too long?
Well, at that point, you won't be able to say it wasn't you, would you? So I think that this is a real distinction between the speed cameras, which so far I can't see them being dangerous, as opposed to the red light cameras, which, from what I can tell, cause people to be rear-ended at lights. I mean, there's a correlation between damage to cars, accidents, and fatalities at red lights when they shorten the yellow light. And municipalities seem to be very it seems to be very difficult for them not to shorten these yellow lights.
We have every incentive to do it, and it's a perverse incentive because it's making people less safe.
It's about as perverse as an incentive gets for a government, because this is them supposed to be protecting you, but instead they get all drunk on the extra dollars that come in because they feel like they need it. The housing crash came. Where are all our money?
Well, no, I was just thinking of, in other states, a lot of the speed cameras are operated by private contractors. They're firms that basically contract, and they get a percentage of each ticket. So they're issuing these people tickets in the mail, and the firm gets to keep 30% of it or something. The rest goes to the government. So government's just, we'll contract it out. We don't care. Are these cameras at the red lights also operated by private companies too?
I believe in this case that it actually was. It was the Manuel administration quietly issued a new, shorter yellow light standard when the city began the transition from red light camera vendor Redflex traffic system to Xerox State and Local Solutions in February. So they switched from, you know, one group of parasites to another group of parasites. And, you know, this confronted by complaints from hearing officers and questions from Tribune about the tickets issued a shorter yellow lights, the administration reversed its course in September and told Xerox to reestablish the 3-second standard. Now, you know, I'm not certain that every yellow light I've ever experienced has been 3 seconds.
Sure.
I think some of them have been longer than this, and some intersections are just bigger than others. So it may be that a longer yellow light makes more sense.
I think it does.
Aren't those supposed to be determined by, like, traffic studies? Were they...
Well, they don't do that. I mean, you know, they claim that...
I said supposed to be.
They claim they make these speed limits based on studies and all this stuff. I wonder whether they do that stuff at all. Who's the expert putting up these signs? Because they need their head examined. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in with your opinion on the government shortening yellow lights.
Have you been caught in the crosshairs at the crosswalk?
That's excellent. Or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they've got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees, there was no 10-day waiting period, said he can register it as a pistol if he wants, and the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Thank you for tuning in for Brian and my last Sunday show. In case you haven't heard the news, we are actually moving on and leaving the Sunday show. But never fear, the Sunday show will continue with Mark. And Mark, do you want to announce what's going to be happening with it, or should they tune in next week to be surprised?
Well, at this point, where the expectation is that Ian's going to step in and do the Sunday show. The Sunday show is the second most live show that Free Talk Live has.
Like, on the most radio stations?
Live,
yeah,
at the time.
Yeah, because, like, you're either live or you're not. It's kind of...
Well, Free Talk Live is... it's aired on 160-something radio stations across the country. A lot of those stations are exclusively on Saturday night or exclusively on Sunday night. In many cases, it's Saturday night. But the Sunday show's newer. And it's easier for stations to make a commitment to a Saturday night or a Sunday night or both nights than it is to make them make a commitment for a weeknight. So what we thought we'd do is present, the two main hosts on that day, since we're confronted with this issue, as we are.
A wise decision. Who came up with that, by the way?
You did.
So there you go. That's what's continuing with the legacy of the Sunday show. You know, maybe we'll stop by if we're ever in Keene or something.
Apparently we need to hire Stephanie as a consultant, because most of her choices seem pretty good.
I might be cheaper than the other consultants you work with.
Probably true.
And I am available for consulting services. No, just kidding. I've never done radio consulting, but this has been an awesome job for the last 4 years.
You are a smart cookie.
Thank you so much for listening. In case I don't get to say that again later, thank you, thank you, thank you for making Free Talk Live so awesome for us for the last several years. Me for 4 years and Brian for a year and a half, something like that.
Actually, almost two. It would have been 2 years in December.
Okay, cool. So, we've got the green light to go on the air, but I was trying to think of a creative segue. But Mark had a story about red lights, red light cameras, in case you're just tuning in, where the city of Chicago is pulling some shenanigans. They are surreptitiously shortening the length of the yellow light from 3 seconds to 2.9 seconds, hoping no one will notice, but all the while quietly pulling in an extra $8 million worth of tickets from these red light cameras that they have, and probably causing some more accidents, too, in the process. But they don't care about that. They just want the extra money.
Apparently. So, they have rescinded this policy.
Oh.
It's interesting that I'm interested in how they got caught. Just shaving off a tenth of a second? How does anybody know?
You know, I think people know. Like, okay, so I'm one of those people. Some people say it's because you're left-handed. Like, left-handed people, which I am, have a very good sense of time in their minds or something like
okay.
that. Which, saying this after we were just a minute late for the show.
But, everybody's late sometime in their life.
We know what time it is. We're just late. Okay. But some people have just really good clocks in their heads, and they know they can tell you almost down to the minute what time it is in the day, and they can tell you almost to the minute, like when a 30-minute timer is about to go off or something. So I'm willing to bet someone who just had a really keen sense of time noticed something was off, because, you know, like, you're right, Mark, I don't know that anyone could articulate how long exactly is a yellow light, but they know it when they see it, and they know it when it feels like something has changed.
Yeah, well, when you're in a city, especially an older city like Chicago, I know when I was in Utica, there was a strip that you could drive on, and there was a series of four lights, and if you went 42 miles, the speed limit was 35 through this strip, but if you went 42 miles per hour, you could go past all of them if they're green, guaranteed. Okay, you could do that. And suddenly that changed one day. And believe me, everybody in the city knew that it changed.
Mm.
Because it was this really slow strip, lots of traffic. It was just a bottleneck for the city. It was terrible. And so I think it's very possible to develop patterns that everybody in the city knows to where this could become a problem. The interesting thing to me, though, is that clearly this was done to make more money. Is that safe to say?
77,000 additional red light tickets.
Now, wait a minute. Oh. I thought this was the whole problem with Wall Street. That all they care about is getting money. You know, that's the whole reason they exist. That's these capitalist pigs. All they want is money. And yet here's your government, who you are asking to protect you, quote-unquote, from those
people.
And yet
money.
They're clearly doing all of their stuff, or not all, but quite a bit of their own policies based upon getting more money out of you. So it who's really, the good guy?
Yeah,
nobody.
It really doesn't inspire a lot of trust in that system.
No.
They're kind of trying to pull one over on people. And I would imagine that there was probably some, you know, citizen journalism going on to catch them for that, or there's watchdog groups or whatever. But
most of the stories these days are broken by bloggers.
Yeah, but it's frustrating because what do you do about it, right? Like, if you realize that the city is corrupt, well, oh, big deal, every city is corrupt, but... You know, if you realize that the city is shortening these yellow lights, what else can you do? You have to drive on their roads. Like, if you want to go to certain places, there's no other way to get there. We don't have flying cars. You can't necessarily take other roads all the time. Maybe sometimes there aren't other
roads.
All
you can do is beseech them or bemoan them. Yes. Try to get them to stop acting like they are. And at some point, it's interesting that a government tends to react in this way. At some point or another, they'll back off because... They understand that if people are significantly upset with them, that they lose legitimacy.
You know, just thinking about the concept of traffic lights in general, there's a lot of things about the roads which are made by the government, of course. And if you want to call in and call us road-hating libertarians, please do so, 855-450-3733. But there's a lot of things about the government roads that are just... Perhaps they could use an update. Like, they're kind of archaic or inefficient or not the best system. You know, like, I'm thinking of maybe traffic lights aren't the best solution to helping keep the flow of traffic stable and giving everyone a turn to go. Has there ever been any research done on that? I know there's been research on traffic circles, but the results seem to conflict. And what is the actual answer?
I like me a good traffic circle, I've got to say. If you're used to using them, you can...
I find them terribly confusing.
Yeah, just pop right in and do your thing. But, my opinion is traffic circles are better. But I wouldn't claim that they're the best thing for every community or anything like that. And when a government runs a monopoly or near monopoly on in any sector, it defines the sector. So
it does, yeah. There's no reason to continue pushing for innovation in the area of traffic lights or the problem of how do we make sure that people take turns when they're at an intersection, basically. That's the problem that needs to be solved. And are there any other solutions to that problem besides traffic lights and traffic circles? I don't know. I'm not an expert in this area, but shouldn't we let the market decide? Because it seems to me that entrepreneurs solve every other problem that's out there by trying to meet those needs for people and make a profit. So why don't we let them kind of try to figure this out instead of this old archaic institution that we call government?
In most countries, they just don't have them. You just get to the intersection.
Yeah, it's true.
You get your way through the intersection. You beep a horn, you kind of, weave in and out, and you get through the intersection, and that's that. And it's interesting that here in the United States, horn beeping is essentially the equivalent of cussing out your window at somebody. Whereas in other countries, they use them as communication tools.
Exactly, yeah. And in other countries, in some other countries in the world, people don't form lines when they're going to get food. You know, I remember...
Really?
Yeah, like at McDonald's, everybody just kind of crowds up to the counter, and that's one way of doing it. Like, I remember reading this article once calling that kind of uncivilized and saying, McDonald's is great for these countries because they're spreading American culture, and now people form lines when they used to just rush the counter. But rushing the counter is a way of doing it, you know? And who's to say that
one
way is better than the other, right? What do you think? 855-450-3733. I would love to hear a creative solution for how to improve travel by car. If you have one, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit MarchOfDimes.org.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And this is the last chance you'll get to talk to all three of us in the same room, maybe for a while. So if you want to call in tonight, you can call us at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE or on Skype, lrn.fm. We've also got a cam at freetalklive.com. It's the studio cam where you can not only watch a video feed of the show going on, and it's your last chance to see me and Brian. But you can also chat with other listeners there at cam.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, you can go to LegalZoom.com if you, well, if you need to get all kinds of different legal documents, whether it's a patent, a will, a trademark, if you're filing for divorce, or you need the immigration paperwork, or bankruptcy, disability benefits, if you've got a DUI situation going on, or DWI, depending on the state, living trust, living will, all these documents, they've may make it easy for you at LegalZoom.com. They're not lawyers, but it was started by an attorney. What they do is they ask you some questions, they fill out the forms for you, and all you have to do generally is sort of sign it and file it or whatever is one that does with these particular pieces of paper. I did my will over there, and I think it's really important. If you don't have a will, essentially what you're doing is leaving your family to the government and how they wish to dispense with your stuff. So it's relatively easy, and we give you a little discount. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order with a will. I think it was very, very affordable, and that $10 is a significant percentage as far as savings goes. LegalZoom.com. It's fast, it's easy, and it is inexpensive. LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL.
Excellent. All right, let's go to the phones. That's what Free Talk Live is about, and talk to James in Des Moines. Hi, James. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'm a truck driver. I drive 18-wheeler for a living, and you often wonder the weigh stations that you'll see on the side of the interstate road.
Yeah.
A truck has to go in there and weigh his load with the state that he's going through, and, you know, he can only weigh 80,000 gross weight. That has to be distributed over all the axles correctly. And, you know, Wisconsin has come up with something in the last month and a half. They've got the motion scales out there on the interstate now, mm-hmm. and they've got cameras out there on those, and it doesn't matter if the weigh station's open or not. They'll take your picture, and you better have your seatbelt on, and your load better be properly weighted, because if not, they'll send you a ticket in the mail.
Wow, and then they've got unlimited time to look at that picture and see if they could possibly spot something they could get you for. So, yeah, wow.
If you're on your phone, you have to be sure you have your Bluetooth on, and because if not, they'll send you a ticket in the mail.
Wow. How long have you been doing this for?
I've been driving for 24 years.
Yeah, I bet you'd never seen anything like that, huh?
Well, everything's changing nowadays. I mean, everyone's going to electronic stuff.
Yeah,
this is really the definition of a surveillance state.
Yeah,
I mean,
it really
seriously.
Is. James, thanks for the call.
You know, James, one of the things that I felt like with truck drivers is that some states have these commercial divisions where they're going after you guys particularly. Do you kind of feel like you're just a cow that they milk for cash?
I do at times, yes. I do believe that they go after the drivers. A lot of times, even in accidents, they automatically cite the driver, and then once the investigation is done, if it's found that the truck driver was not at fault, then it gets reimbursed.
Aren't the truck drivers less than 50% of the time at fault? I mean, these people drive for a living. They're going to be pretty skilled.
Right. And, they do all kinds of inspections on the truck and trailer, and you have to have your medical card all in line and your CDL license in line. And if not, I mean, they'll pull you over and they'll arrest you on the spot.
They're checking your medical health. Like, wow, no other driver gets their health checked on the road at the side of the road. This is
unless you're in Pennsylvania.
What do they do in Pennsylvania?
Well, that's where they could, the cops can do like DNA tests or whatever, the swabs.
Oh, they can draw blood.
Yeah, they can draw blood, whatever it is. Yeah.
Wow, James, glad you're out there. Sorry to hear you have to deal with this, but thanks for your service.
Yeah, thank you for your service.
Truckers are really what makes America go. So thank you very much for your call tonight. That's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It really
it's a crazy
seems
story.
Like it's ratcheting up lately. Let's talk to Carl in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Hi, Carl. You're on Free Talk Live.
I'm glad I'm catching you before you're gone. They also use some cameras for giving tickets on right on red. And my daughter's car got one. I don't know if she was driving there or not. The pictures were crystal clear that she had stopped. You can make a right on red there. The car made a right on red and got a ticket, because apparently you have to be stopped for so long. And it wasn't no quick stop and go. I mean, it's like, really?
So how can they prove that with a still picture as opposed to just a video?
Then pictures are clear, because you don't get a video of it. You get, you know, different frames of it, and then pictures are clear. But it was clear that the car was stopped, that there were no cars around, and there was no sign saying you couldn't make a right on red, and the ticket came in the mail.
And this is one of the problems with these, you know, the better enforcement of law. Because the law says that you need to make a full and complete rock-back stop, right? That's the idea.
Right.
And I think it's ridiculous, whether she did or not, that we'll leave that to the courts to decide. But what is ridiculous is you don't need to stop that long. I mean, really,
right.
People are not stopping that long at stoplights all over America, and somehow we're managing to turn right on red, and pedestrians aren't being creamed all over the place.
Right.
It's just fine. But the government wants to slow everything down.
Yeah, there's no room for taking things on a case-by-case basis. And no matter how they enforce these laws, like with speeding, it's like what we have in most places now is there are cops hiding on the side of the highway, speed traps,
right,
monitoring people as they go by, going after the fastest ones or whoever they feel like going after.
Right.
And the application of those laws is inconsistent. So a lot of people speed and don't get in trouble, but some people do. But with these cameras, then supposedly they're applying the law more consistently, but are these people actually hurting anyone? Are they doing any damage? Or is it just enforcing this silly rule for the sake of money for the state? Because that's what it seems like.
It's all about taking the money out of your wallet. It's all about that. In fact, a lot of areas around me in the state, they want to do away with them. They know it's nonsense. They know it causes accidents.
Good luck getting the government to get rid of those. And Carl, thanks for the call tonight. Hope you stay safe out there.
There's a lot of people that don't like these red light cameras, and governments are shedding them over time because they're just a bad idea.
Yeah, they're so hated.
But the problem is that they're addicted to the money. The government loves the money that comes from a red light camera because cops can't issue red light tickets like these gizmos can.
Yeah, you know, it also brings to mind for me because, again, a lot of people make fun of this in New Hampshire, but I think it's definitely an attraction is the fact that you know, it's not required by law to wear a seatbelt in New Hampshire.
It's just one less thing they can get you for.
Yeah, how long is it until those cameras, you know, it's like, oh, they weren't wearing a seatbelt and they shoot a ticket your way because of that. Here, that doesn't occur.
We don't have cell phone laws either. I think there is a law against texting while driving, but how are they going to prove
distracted driving, yeah.
But, well, it should be just distracted driving. Like, if you cause an accident because you're distracted, that's your fault. But, I don't know, outlawing the use of cell phones, how much does that actually do? You sometimes need to make emergency calls or whatever, and some people are fine with it. But anyway, we've got a call coming in from Thomas. He's listening in FEMA Region 6. Hey, Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Oh, how are y'all doing tonight? Good to hear y'all. And
good to hear you.
Chiming in and say that, you know, all of these police officers, they all want to go home at the end of their shift, don't you think? You know, I just want to make a day's work of it. It's all about the money to them that they're they're paying.
Yeah, when
just
I was
doing my job.
Yeah, when I was in the military, it's the same thing. You just want to do 9 to 5.
Our whores, crack dealers, and the Gestapo doing this just did their jobs, you know, and they all want to go. They all want to go home and, you know, go out and make some criminals out of people that are not. Go push some speeding tickets or take a peek, you know, set up the camera to make it convenient for them or whatever. Don't go kick the crack house door down because they might get a little resistance. Don't do anything in a rock.
Are you
boat.
Saying they tend to go not. After the easy targets, like drivers on the road?
I think cops are inherently, most of them are cowards.
Thanks for the call, Thomas. Yeah, I mean, they certainly do go after easy targets. So you can protect yourself from that by not being an easy target, by challenging these things. Take them to court if you can. What's wrong with that? If that's something you're up for. 855-450-FREE. Have you fought a red light camera or speeding camera ticket? Tell us what you think. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live, the Sunday show.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Majid lives in Nor Devin, Armenia with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday show. Yes, we are live on Sunday evening here for you. And we is me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Yes, me and Brian's last show. Oh, yeah, Mark.
Brian and I.
Yes, my last show and Brian's last show. And, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Last time, okay? So if you want to talk to us, you better do it quick. 855-450-3733. Still got a couple hours left in tonight's program. The night is young. So, and, of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. That is why we call it Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733 or on Skype at lrn.fm.
And, of course, those are the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines. But what is ProXPN? Right. Well, this is the last time I get to say this, so I'm going to say it with some...
Make it count.
That's right.
love ProXPN.
Yes, we do. I love ProXPN. If you are concerned, if you want to take control of your privacy... Your online privacy, which is just as important, it's totally analogous to your offline privacy, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go to proxpn.com, get their VPN, that's Virtual Private Network. What that is, I know that sounds long, but all it is, it's just software that you download. You can put it on your smartphone, your tablet, your computer, you take your pick, okay? And it will encrypt all the data that you send up to the internet, to the cloud, to, you know, to your ISP, before it even gets to them. It all gets on client-side on your machine, okay? And it will keep prying eyes, whoever that happens to be. It could be a bad actor in an airport, okay? It could be the NSA watching you at home, whatever.
Some airports are just bad news.
Right. It's going to encrypt. Yeah, some airports are just bad news. It's going to encrypt your data before it gets wherever it's going. And this is so key. This is so important. This is step one. If you are trying, again, to take control of your privacy, this is step one. So go to proxpn.com. Just do me a favor. Use the code FTL50 or the code FTLBTC if you're going to use Bitcoin. and you're going to get a great deal on no matter what plan you go with. But if you use that FTL50, you'll get 50% off the price of an annual account. Or if you use FTL-BTC, you'll get 62% off the price of an annual account. I mean, this is inexpensive stuff that you can do to protect your digital life and thus your real life. So please do it. Go to ProXPN.com. Use those codes. Just do me that favor. ProXPN.
Indeed. So smart to protect yourself online.
Absolutely.
ProXPN.com. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Darren calling from Des Moines.
Sure.
Hi, Darren. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing great tonight. What's on your mind?
You guys were talking about the ways the government likes to kind of take people's money.
There are so many ways.
I was in an accident just a few months back, and what happened was the police officer had written down the wrong insurance information, and when they went to double check on it, they found that I didn't have insurance, which I did. The gentleman's vehicle was taken care of. Everything's fine. But because of that, they suspended my license. Now they're making me pay a $200 fee to get the suspension lifted, and I have to pay all new fees and get my license reinstated, which means I have to retake all of my tests, and I have a CDL.
Oh,
I'm a diesel mechanic. And so I have to redo all of my driving tests and everything, and I have to pay all the fees along the way. I'm looking at right around $300.
That is so frustrating, and you have no recourse. They're probably like, tell it to the judge. Or can you even fight this in court? Is this something you can challenge?
I'm looking into it with a lawyer right now just because the mere fact I don't want to take the thing. I even was given an email way, so I emailed the people that review your information because I had to bring all of my insurance information in so that they could see that I had insurance. And I even explained to the person via email, I said, I was really looking for some lenience here because I didn't really do anything at fault. I had insurance the whole time. The guy was taken. It was said it was just that the follow-up was done incorrectly because the officer wrote the wrong insurance company down. Mm-hmm. And they said, no. I said, well, we'll lift the suspension because now you're showing us we have insurance, but you still have to pay all the fees and everything. They couldn't just
It's so blatant, and it's not your fault, and you shouldn't have to spend all this time with a lawyer.
And what do these fees do?
Mistake.
What do these fees do to make the victim whole in any way, right?
Nothing.
Like, this is just the government saying, oh, look, we found somebody who did something bad. Get them! Get them!
Exactly.
I mean, in my town, it's hilarious. They have this system where if your dog gets out and kills somebody else's chicken, they're going to give you a fine. They're not going to give the money to the person to buy another chicken. They're just going to keep the money.
Exactly. And the money, where does it go, really? That's what I would like to know. It's just
down
that
black hole and into some bureaucrat's pocket. Darren,
exactly.
Really sorry you have to deal with that. I hope it gets straightened out. Ever thought of just moving to a different state and just saying, F this?
it's always been a thought in my mind, but you know, you're just going to follow you wherever you go. There's no way you're going to really get around any of it. Cause I mean, you go from one state's crazy rules to the next state's crazy rules, you know?
Yeah, it's true. I remember when
I look a lot of the way. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I said, I look a lot of ways. Like, here in Iowa, we have a seatbelt license, but we have nothing for a helmet law. So on motorcycles, you're perfectly fine to roll around with no helmet. But by God, if you're in your car, you better have a seatbelt on, or they're going to give you that $280 ticket that they give you around here.
Yeah, it just shows how arbitrary it is.
Just proves it's all about safety, not. Darren, sorry to hear about this, and thank you very much for calling in tonight. Hope that gets better for you.
You know, my son, Jack, was asking about why I didn't have my seatbelt on. I was, we were going to the...
Do you require that he wear his seatbelt?
Well, the government requires that he wear his seatbelt, and I can assure
you
his mother requires that he wears the seatbelt. The car can't roll anywhere until he is strapped in, so he's good and indoctrinated. But
his mother doesn't require that you wear a seatbelt.
Not so much. She would like me to adhere to the rules better, but so far she hasn't been able to make that happen. But I happen to be going down. This is a transfer station. It's just a few blocks down. It's in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. I'm in my truck. I just put the garbage in, and Jack helps me with it. And he was asking me why I don't have my seatbelt on and what the, you know, why he has to have his on. And I was talking about the
law
in New Hampshire.
That's a great question. He's pointing out some contradictions there.
Yeah, yeah. he's asking questions and wondering. And I said, well, in the state of New Hampshire, an adult can decide whether or not they wear a seatbelt, and a child up to the age of 18, a person up to the age of 18 has to, because I tell him a man is at 12. That's when you're a man. That's the arbitrary number I've picked.
What age is a girl a woman?
The 12 is fine by me. I don't know. I don't have one, so I don't have to care. I tell him a person on up the age of 18 has to wear a seatbelt, and then at that point they can decide for themselves. And, you know, he's thinking about it and just kind of let it go at that point. But it was kind of interesting. You don't get to make the decision. I'm old enough to decide whether or not I wear a seatbelt. I am not old enough to decide whether or not my son is going to wear a seatbelt.
Well, it's interesting what you're doing there, because you're kind of just passing the buck to the government. It's, well, the government says you have to wear your seatbelt. I get to decide, but you don't. I mean, I kind of, like, why would a kid wear a seatbelt if his father doesn't see the value in wearing a seatbelt and doesn't want to wear his? You know what I mean? Like, that's a great observation. He's just being connected to reality. He's just seeing something and asking about a contradiction that he sees.
He sees it about 90% of the time. So this was an unusual thing for him, too. So he's sort of pointing out something that's unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean,
so it's not as though you don't wear your seatbelt all the time.
Let him ride up front in the vehicle before, and I have let him, I've offered him the opportunity to drive the truck up the driveway coming back from the dump. He's just not particularly adventurous.
Uh-huh.
So,
wait a couple of years on that. But so, okay, I was a little
bit. By the way, he was going to sit in my lap and steer the truck. He's 6 years old. He cannot reach the pedals.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so you're not being a total hypocrite there. I thought you were.
That's fine, buddy. I can live with hypocrisy.
Kids are just great at rooting out hypocrisy, which is why
what makes us human.
Which is why they often ask these challenging questions about the government, because there's so much hypocrisy inherent in the government. Just like a hypocritical parent telling you, you have to do this because I told you so. Do as I say, not as I do. Isn't that always the most frustrating thing we hear from authoritarian figures? So 855-450-3733 is our phone number here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. If you want to talk to us about the hypocrisy of police, government people, or tell us your driving stories, we welcome them. 855-450-FREE.
You know, I got to wonder. I mean, that just reminds me of, because in New York, when I was growing up, this would be the 80s and early 90s, you didn't have to wear, when you were on a bicycle, you didn't have to wear a helmet. And then it changed, fortunately, right around the exact time I was turning 18, that you had to wear a bicycle helmet until you turned 18. And, you know, I never found, and maybe the statistics just didn't exist, but I never found where somehow the amount of injuries that occur on a bicycle got any better dependent upon whether or not you were wearing a helmet at this various time. These laws really do just seem to, they're very nanny. I don't think there's even any real stuff behind them.
People are different too. I mean, like especially the laws that say you have to have kids below a certain weight or age in a car seat of a certain type.
Right.
Like kids are different, and different ages, people have different bodies. Anyway, this is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show, 855-450-FREE. We're going to continue our motorist theme.
Is gun ownership about target shooting, hunting, and self-defense, or is there more to it? Oath Keepers and Rayburn Entertainment present Molon Labe, inspired by the works of Edwin Vieira Jr., explains why we need to revitalize the state militia system. Featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Larry Pratt, and Stuart Rhodes. Available on DVD at moviepubs.net, oathkeepers.org, and gunowners.org.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like Oregacillin to promote lung health,
30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.